meeting started here. We're accessible to the public.
Okay.
Okay. We will go ahead and call the Columbia City Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 1:13 p.m. on Tuesday, December 17th, 2020. Roll call, please.
Daniel?
Here.
Penrod?
Here.
Crowder?
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting. There were two changes that I gave to Sally. I don't remember what they were, but I gave them to you.
Would you like me to read them?
I think there was one on the substation agreement. Mm-hmm. Substation was misspelled. And I think there was an at after Walt Crowder's present.
Yes.
Yeah, there was.
Is that when he zoomed in late? I think
yes, and I think it was.
Oh, it was supposed to be late.
I think
you were going to
put a time
okay.
or something.
Yeah. Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
There was technical malfunctions, right, Walt?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Because
it says
during the agreement of transfer of real property, Walt Crowder now present.
Yeah.
So I think there meant to be a time there or something.
Gotcha. Oh, gotcha. Ah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I forgot to put that in there.
Besides that, any changes or corrections?
I do not.
No.
Okay. Hearing none, have a motion to, or I will make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
With changes. Okay. Motion second. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Next up is the decision on employee discipline. Appreciate all the parties that contributed to that conversation. It was, I think, a good conversation. And Civil, appreciate professionalism from everyone. With that being the case, Board, do you have anything that you'd like to discuss or any motions that you'd like to make?
Well, I want to say that I think that I understand both sides of the issue and all that, but I think that given all of the circumstances that happened, I think that it was done in as timely manner as could be done. And so I will make a motion that we uphold the 30-day suspension without pay to start effective as soon as it can after this meeting, so tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll second that. And again, thank you for your presentations and your professionalism of the discussion. And so again, I support the recommendation.
I have a motion and second. Further discussion, I guess what I would say, I think one thing that came to light to the Board of Works that we discussed for HR is that I think we need to have more clear guidelines on specifically the procedure pre-discipline, if you will. So the part that we talked about specifically was who delivers paperwork to who and how all that time frame works. Understanding completely that it was a strange time frame this year amid COVID and other things that occurred in that timeline of events. But I do think that's something that the Board of Works would like to see tightened up a little bit better, so it's more clear.
Hopefully it won't happen again, but...
Yeah, well, sure.
Yeah.
Yes, hopefully that's true. So, okay, with that, we'll take a vote. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, thank you. Next up is the plat approval for the Deer River Estates. I know that we got the actual documents, the big paper documents that are back there on the table. I don't know if you've had a chance to take a look at them. The actual documents were actually included in your packet. And this is, I'm assuming, primary plat approval. I'm assuming this also, Walt, has gone through planning and building and has gone through plan commission for primary plat approval.
Correct.
Okay. Is this primary or secondary approval?
This would still be primary.
Okay, because we don't have the Mylar yet.
Correct.
Is that right, Chip? Okay.
Correct.
Okay. So with that being said, questions, comments, concerns regarding the plat? Or Chip or somebody want to talk about it? I don't know. I just want to give an opportunity to chat.
I think they've got everything's provided that they needed, all the testing, everything passed. So, yeah, I think we're good.
Okay. Any questions? I think it's great. Once again, as we've talked about in the past, we don't have many subdivisions left to be developed. We have a couple, you know, I think we have one or two different sections, maybe three sections of different places, but this is a new one, and I think it will fill out the rest of that area fairly well. So if there's no concerns from anyone, I will make a motion. We approve the Deer River Estates plat as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, so we have a couple of things here that need to go in a specific order. So I give you that for a couple of reasons. Number one, obviously, if you don't know this as of yet, we are past the substantial completion date of our long-term control plan project. Lots of different things occurred during that time frame, as you all well know, which created a delay there. I will give a lot of credit to Mike Cook, who really has done a yeoman's job when it comes to negotiating, trying to figure out where that middle ground is with R.E. Crosby to try to do a time extension. So I guess with that, maybe Mike, I'll turn it over. Mike Cook, I'll turn it over to you, and if you have any comments regarding the time extension, we'll do that and then the pay request.
Okay. Essentially, what this was, since they didn't make their substantial completion, they were asking the city for an additional 70 days for circumstances, as, you know, COVID was their biggest thing, the accident, and then also some soil issues at site number 16. We thought that was kind of excessive, so we wanted to negotiate. So we countered theirs with a 45-day, and they didn't like that and came back with a 70 and wasn't willing to do, you know, seemed like there wasn't any discussion there at all. USDA Rural Development on theirs, Laura, they needed a new dates, times, construction schedule, and things like that for her to actually approve pay requests for them. Essentially what it boiled down to, they decided to come back and negotiate with us because they have, what we'll discuss next, is a $1.2 million pay request on the table that Laura wouldn't sign and I would not process and sign it until we had some type of a deal. And so that's where we are right now with this time extension. It is actually going to be, it says on there that it's 100 days, but actually they came back and what it will be is a 55-day extension. Instead of 45, and instead of them wanting 70, they went to 55. It is written at 100 days, but after 55 days, which, correct me if I'm wrong, Mayor, I believe that is January 18th. I don't have the paper in front of me because I'm out of town.
Yeah, they actually have the document in their folder, so they should be able to see. Did you guys see that? Okay. Yes. I don't know because I'm looking at you, but go ahead.
Okay. That I think that's the date, but I'm not sure. From there until the end of the project, they are going to pay for our inspection services, which essential is essentially liquidated damages at $1,000 a day. So that will cover any inspections or anything like that that will happen after that 55-day period, and that's what we have agreed to.
So I think in the contract it actually discusses after substantial completion date it's $1,000 a day. Of effectively liquidated damages. When we looked at it, obviously the biggest damage that we had from the city side is paying our inspector to be there, right? And so when we negotiated, again, to Mike's point, I think it created a good opportunity for us to go back and find a partnership there. This is where we landed, and appreciate, you know, Marcia has even helped out with some of this discussion as well. So with that, I think from the city standpoint, pending your approval, we feel confident, we feel good about this number, we feel good about this time extension, and not only does it give Crosby an incentive to get done earlier, but it also, you know, basically throws down the gauntlet of, we recognize there are lots of issues, there have been lots of issues, and that things need to be squared away, but we also know that we're all on a timeline, and this was supposed to be done in November, or substantially done in November, and it's not. So I think it's a good way we can find a middle ground. We can award days as we feel like it's appropriate, but also they're going to start paying us after that 55th day that will help compensate our inspectors for being on site.
Okay. So would that be is that part of this contract that they'll be obligated, or we will just deduct that from any unpaid balance, or?
So, correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, but I think it's a scenario where they actually, I think it's a bill, but I'm not sure. Do we know that specifically?
I don't know that it's stated, and yeah, I'm not sure on that. I don't know if it'll just be a deduct at the end. You know, we just don't pay them, you know, though I think it's 32 days, and if it comes to, you know, $32,000. If that's just going to be a deduct, or whether that's something we have to bill, I can't answer that one.
So, Marsha, I hate to put you on the spot here, but do you think that would be a billing, or do you think that's a deduct, or don't know?
Well, the preference would be if the agreement allowed for the deduct.
Yeah.
I mean, the preference would be the deduct, so you're not waiting to get paid.
Right.
And don't get paid. So clearly, if that is still out there to be decided, get it as a deduct.
Yeah. Okay. So, to your point, well, and I think it's a really good one, well stated. I agree. We'll try to get it deducted. I know the other thing that we were told by United was that because we have contingency held back as well, that if they don't pay certain things, like we know, for instance, we're still waiting on, Mike, what is the piece of equipment we're still waiting on payment for? Electrical panel?
Well, no, they have to. That's all on them. Oh. They're still waiting. That we won't have to pay anything for that.
Gotcha.
That's over $40,000 that they essentially are putting out for a new control panel at Jefferson.
That's it. Yep.
We are still waiting on payment, the billings for the Main Street lift station for a new controller, and other items there, which comes out to be $10,000 and something that will be owed to us from R.E. Crosby.
So long story short on that is just to say that United has also reminded us that we have a contingency account, that if for some reason they don't pay some of these things, we'll just hold back contingency, and so effectively we'll be reimbursed, if you will, by that, if that makes sense. So
not to jump ahead,
yes.
We'll still go ahead and pay the request that they have, even though they haven't.
Okay, so I think I understand. So The goal is, R.E. Crosby has already signed off on this amendment, so it's waiting on us for our. So as soon as we sign off on that, we've gotten preliminary approval from USDA, we've gotten a head shake, if you will, from OCRA. So effectively, that will then reopen up our timeline. And actually, as a side note to that, the 55 days actually started on the day after substantial completion was supposed to occur. That November 20 or 14th or 20 something, or
the 23rd or 24th.
There you go. So that next day, so they've started back on the 55 days on that day. So we're actually in that 55 day time period already. So does that answer your question, Nicole?
No.
No. Okay.
Okay. So next, we're going to talk about the contractor's application for payment. So we still go ahead and pay those?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because at the end of the day, they're not going to start paying liquidated damages until they cross that 56-day threshold.
Okay.
So 55 days and then the 56th day, number one. And number two, the thing that Mike was talking about, again, I think that's something where you said we're not actually out money. It's just something they need to pay. The control panel.
$40,000. Uh-huh. The control panel, yeah, that was all on them, and the day that happened, I kind of stepped back and I told them that, you know, they are responsible for everything. They're responsible for hiring their electrician, their, you know, everything was in their hands. I did provide them who to contact for a replacement. I was approached several times on them why I won't accept the temporary panel that they threw together so the station would run. And I told them three different, finally the last time I told them, the third time I had talked to them, I told them I'm not going to, you know, have the conversation again then, but the what is in there now, it's below ground, number one. Number two, that's not what was there. And number three, it wasn't my fault that you're $40,000 in debt now, because I'm not the one that, you know, messed up. So,
yeah.
But no, we won't, we have nothing to do with that. That's totally on Crosby Excavating.
Okay.
Or RE, whoever's, you know, going to take the lead on that. But yeah, we won't have any money in that at all.
Okay.
Is that functioning right now as on a temporary power source?
I think there's a new one installed already, isn't there, Mike? A new control panel?
No, we do not have the new panel yet. There is a temporary one that their electricians put together that's running the station, and the SCADA is temporary in there. And on both of those boxes are inside the dry well, which is supposed to be above ground, but they're actually on the inside now. And then my guys had to work on it yesterday, and it was cramped and everything else. And so they had a little bit of a struggle trying to do what they needed to do yesterday. So it's not feasible to have that in there. It's just, they're just trying to save some money is what they were doing. I mean, yeah, it's functioning fine the way it's supposed to, but that's not the idea of it, and that's not the principle. So that's why I'm being hard-nosed about it and demanding, you know, what we had before.
Okay. Other questions?
But yes, it does function like it's supposed to.
Okay. Other questions?
I think that's what Lowell was asking.
Yes. I think that's what he was asking.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
No other questions.
Any other questions regarding change order number four? Did everyone get to pull that up? You see uh-huh. that? Uh-huh. See where the date changes are on there and stuff? Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. So with that, can I have a motion to approve change order number four as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Nicole, seconded by Walt. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. So, Mike, if you wouldn't mind going, well, actually, we'll get the signature, but Mike, why don't you go ahead and let everybody know, let Jeff, or not Jeff, Keith, and Russell know that we've approved it. We just got to get signatures and stuff, but we'll get them in, but that we've approved it.
Okay, now we'll get that email out this afternoon.
Okay, great, thank you.
Yep.
Okay. So next up is pay request number 11, it appears. Mike, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Pay request number 11 is for the control panel that was installed at the 350 lift station. This was part of the SDI, the Force Main project that we left open to replace that control panel to spend down some of our funds that were left over from SRF, and allowed us to do some other upgrades to that, because essentially that line and everything on that is the backup to the main line that we put in, so we were able to spend those funds on that. So that's what this is for. That's the final payment for RE Crosby for that station, and that's done. We're still waiting on the 700, the pig launch. I'm not sure whether that's going to be how that's going to go. We're still waiting on a breakdown of the pricing, because the quote that came back was just sky high, way higher than it should have been. So, but yeah, this pay request number 11 is, I do approve that, and we can pay that one.
Okay. Any questions regarding the pay request? So again, this is SRF, basically SRF funds from the SDI project, so this isn't the long-term control plan project. Okay, with that, okay, very good. So with that, let me see if I can find it. Here we go. I make a motion that we approve the contractor's application for payment number 18130-11 in the amount of $12,532 as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Okay, Mike, you got anything else while we're at it?
Do we have the I thought we were supposed to, since we approved the change order, that we should have pay request number 14 for the long-term control plan.
Okay. Rosie, is it in our Dropbox? I'm assuming it is.
I was thinking it was.
Yes, I think I sent it out yesterday along with that change order.
Okay.
It should be in there.
It's in there.
Okay, yep, I did, just didn't see it. Okay, thank you. Go grab it here. Pay request number 14. Okay. You want to talk about that, Mike?
Pay request number 14. That's for a long-term control plan, and that was the one that has been, that is, was being held until role development got a updated construction schedule, and we had to have the change order that had the new substantial and final completion dates on it before they would pay that. But like the mayor said, mentioned earlier, we do have, you know, kind of prior approval once the change order was made, which we've approved the change order. So now we can go ahead and approve pay request number 14. And I don't have the amount in front of me. It's like $1,207,000.
Right. Questions regarding pay request number 14? Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve pay request number 14 in, for pay app number 19119-14 in the amount of $1,210,951.51.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Mayor?
Yes.
Before you get off this topic, I think it'd be good to have on the record that the Board of Works authorizes you or Mike to proceed to support the decision that it be a deduction, going back to our prior discussion.
Sure.
Because that is an issue that needs to be resolved.
Okay.
And so I think it'd be good if Board of Works, if they support that, that's up to you all.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it'd be good to have that in the record.
Okay. Thoughts?
Fine.
Good with that?
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
It's a documented trail.
Okay.
Do we need a motion? Or
I think we do. Yep.
Yep. I'll make a motion that we give the mayor or Mike Cook the ability to negotiate to have that amount of money that went along with the 55 days.
Mm-hmm.
As a deduct rather than a bill.
A bill, okay.
Good enough.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, thanks, Marcia. Okay, next thing on my agenda is the Vactor truck discussion. Mike Shoda. Froze up at just the worst time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Oh, now you're muted. There you are.
Am I not? Can you hear me?
We can, yes. You're a little jumbled, but we can hear you.
Okay. We bought this Mac we have 4 or 5 years ago basically to prove that we needed one for what we would use it for. We're not the only ones who use it. The electric department uses it. And also it's a backup for the one the street department has if there was be an emergency and theirs was down or whatever. It's time to replace it. It's getting old. The new laws coming down from IDEM says that we can't shut. We're not allowed to really shut a line off without putting the boil water on. The new trucks, we can pump water on and pump water off at the same time so that we can keep the, you know, line at. I'm just wanting permission to go out and seek prices. I know what it's going to be approximately. It's going to be approximately the highest it should go is $4,800. I'm making a suggestion that we do a lease purchase on it. so.
Okay, is just to clear, because you kind of got jumbled, are you talking, did you say the high is going to be 450?
Yeah, the high is what, right now, what the ones I've seen, the high is $450,000.
Okay.
But I've really not got, you know, this is just their names, what it costs, without giving me a hard figure, what they'll give us trade-in or anything on the one we got.
Gotcha.
Mike, I don't remember. Is that a pull-behind, or does that have its own cab and drive, be able to drive it?
I didn't hear it.
Oh, he asked whether or not it was a pull-behind or it had its own cab and drive it.
Oh, the new one would be just like a cab and everything, just like one got.
Yeah. So the current one is a one that has a cab, it drives itself, etc.
Yeah. It's a 1999. This vehicle, if we buy one, we plan on it being at least a 25-year purchase. It's not something where 10, 15 years from now we go out and buy a new one.
The one that you currently have, Mike, remind me, that is that was one you got off of that you bought kind of secondhand, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. It was a used one. Like I said, it's a 1999.
Is that something that could be cost to be sure between departments?
But it's a good question. I mean, obviously the street department already has their own Vector, right? So I don't know that that's a. I'm sorry.
I bought that Vector from our department.
There you go. So wastewater bought that one, and so I think obviously I don't know that there would be cost sharing there, but it could be a scenario in which we could, you know, figure that out for sure. Obviously.
Well, there should be a cost sharing between like stormwater and water department, okay, because both of them would use it.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I have no objections of going out and looking at pricing, look at lease purchase options, and come back.
I'm fine with that.
Okay, so the Board of Works has given you permission to go out and look at pricing, at lease purchase, et cetera, and bring it back to the board.
Mayor?
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
May I just quick, and Mike and I have worked on this for a while because it's something that both of us would have used. I have offered to help with any costs of maintenance and things like that if necessary. But more importantly, we're going to be replacing our boring machine here in the near future. Our thought was that I can get a piece of equipment that can also be used for water lines when I purchase that, and then that'll be something that, you know, kind of a fair trade where they can use our equipment for their water lines and we can use their equipment for backing out holes or whatever.
That's good.
Just a little bit on what we were thinking on that.
Did you hear that? No, not really. Okay. They were struggling to hear you, Sean, so I will try to summarize for you. Effectively, they're looking at getting a piece of equipment that can also help with water lines from the electric side. So did you say boring of electric lines?
Yes. So we're looking at a new boring machine here in the next 1 to 2 years. Basically, it's a next size up machine that we can effectively use for water lines as well. So we will invest that little bit extra money so that we can, you know, kind of cross use this equipment.
Yeah. So effectively, each department kind of has their own piece of equipment that works for them, but can also work for the other.
By everyone else.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay. Anything else on that topic? Mike, looks like you're good. Okay. Okay. Before we go into bills and payroll and all that kind of stuff, I'm going to open it up to the department heads. If you have things to bring in front of the Board of Works, now is the time to do that. So if you do, raise your hand or something so that I can see where you're at. No from Chip. Oh, Scott. Go ahead and unmute, Scott.
All right. For the Board of Works, for the Police Department, Braxton Madison was approved. I got his pension paperwork back just a little bit ago, so he's approved, waiting on pulmonary checks, which they've temporarily stopped those during COVID. So he's been approved. And then when it comes to the Communications Department, In the budget, we're approved a new position for a dispatcher, and since we have the process going on right now, I was seeking permission to hire that person come the first of the year, a second person.
Okay, so let's back up for a second just to remind the Board of Works that they're already in the process of replacing one individual. In the 2021 budget, we put in for an additional dispatcher. And so since they're going through the hiring process already, and you believe there's more than one quality candidate that could be selected?
Yes. They still have interviews to do today, initial interviews, and they already have, from the ones they've done, they've told me that there are at least two candidates that are quality. We maybe expect another couple in the ones today.
Gotcha.
These are full-time.
Full-time, yep, full-time employees.
Part-time?
Yeah, Walt's asking a question about where we're at with the part-time employees.
So our part-time employee right now is Hunter LaRue. He fills in part-time because the original part-time person we had decided they couldn't fill it. They just were busy. And then in the budget discussions, it was replace the part-time with a full-time position. So I don't know if there's even still a part-time position to start 2021 or not.
And a lot of that had to do with the fact that it was just really challenging to get interest from individuals to actually be here, be on call, if you will, and to have such a flexible schedule, which, you know, I know we've gone back and forth with this for a while now, so.
So I'm just confirming that we're just looking at full-time, and part-time is not an issue no more. And so I support the process of looking at two.
Okay.
I think that's fine.
Okay, you have Board of Works approval to move forward with the hiring of a second. So one new position.
One new position, yes. The replacement of Megan Hill that left earlier this year, and then the 21 position that was authorized starting January 21.
Okay. Anything else, Scott?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Sean, you have anything for the board?
Yeah, so we had a recent item inspection. I sent this off to the mayor. There's some things and some new legislation coming down for underground storage tank facility inspections. So we have to meet some new standards. I'm in talks with two different companies now on getting monitoring and legal help on keeping those tanks up to code. Next board meeting, I'll probably be bringing an agreement to your attention. We're looking at probably $10,000 to $15,000 a year just in, you know, maintaining and documentation for those underground storage tanks. So just know that next meeting, I should have those quotes, and just, I didn't want to get anybody off guard.
Okay. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Anything else from Mark, Chip, Mike? Okay. Tom?
Our hiring process, we got through our agility test. We had one of the candidates that passed the agility test, and we'll be moving him on to the acrophobia, claustrophobia, and then into the interviews. So with that being said, we're down to one, but it is a quality individual that I think that looks pretty good so far.
Good. Thank you. Okay. Anything else? Okay, so we'll go ahead and move to bills and stuff. Okay, we'll go to bills.
I have one more thing.
Oh, you do have one. Okay, Marcia.
I actually have something. Okay. I hate to do this, but we sort of went through it so quickly. Back to the disciplinary matter.
Sure.
If the Board of Works could please make a motion to request me to prepare the findings of fact to be read into the record at the next Board of Works meeting, that would be a good idea.
Gotcha. I'll make that motion that we have Marcia prepare a findings of fact regarding the disciplinary matter that we addressed at the beginning of this meeting, and that it be presented and read into the record at the next meeting.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Nicole.
Okay, I'll try to get them all.
Tom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tom, did you have something else?
Would you tell us to leave?
If you want to. Oh, you guys could have left a long time ago, but I appreciate you sticking around. Okay.
But you can go out.
I'll try to get them all.
Nicole, okay.
First, I'll make a motion. Let's see. That we pay all bills dated 11/24/2020 in the amount of $788,660.68.
I'll second. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Okay. Now I think the next one is...
I have 25th on the agenda, but I don't know if that's
actually legit. That's what I have, too, but
okay.
This says 29th.
Of November?
Yes, and it's... Let me see what it is. This is... I think this is... is it refunding water deposits?
Oh, yeah. Is the 20... Sally or Rosie, is the 25th or 29th, is that refunding water deposits?
Correct.
There you go. Yes.
Okay. It's utility deposit.
Utility.
Utility, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we pay the accounts payable vouchers dated 11/29/2020 in the amount of $2,708.57.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I didn't have written down. Okay. So I'll make a motion that we pay accounts payable vouchers dated December 8th of 2020 in the amount of $1,561,557.87.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
That's all.
Payroll docket. Oh, gotcha.
I think. And then I have a.
Wait.
That's wellness pay. Then I have one.
For the 17th.
I have one dated 12/11.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is. I got to find that 17th again. Oh.
Well, I don't, yeah.
This is to pay. I'll pay. This is dated. I'll make a motion to pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $221,932.46 plus overtime pay of $5,739.62, and that is dated 12/11/2020.
Second. Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Okay. Now I had one December 17th.
Yeah,
but I'll do the wellness
okay.
First. Okay.
I'll Aren't you glad you're in charge of these?
Yes.
Aren't you glad?
I'll make a motion. We pay all pay types except overtime, specifically wellness pay dated 12/11/2020, in the amount of $37,237.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And then I'll make a motion that we pay all pay types except overtime, specifically public safety hazard pay dated 12/11/2020, in the amount of $41,400.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Now, I had one for December 17th. But I don't know where that is.
Oh, gotcha. So it's the one that's right before the all pay types except overtime, the first one that you did.
Okay.
The December 11th. It's just right before then. Okay. 873, is that what you're talking about? You don't
know. Yep.
Okay.
See why I write them down. Okay, I'm going to get to the end. I'll just say it. I'll make a motion to pay all bills as presented. Dated December 17th, 2020, in the amount of $873,219.68.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Is that all of them?
I think that's it. Rosie, you have any others that you want to bring up? Any other bills you want to pay?
Sally, I don't know.
Okay. Sally, you have any other bills you want us to pay?
No, I don't have any more pages for you to sign.
Okay.
Okay.
As a reminder to the board, when we started going on lockdown again for City Hall and in public meetings, you gave me the ability to effectively approve on your behalf with a retroactive approval. So mm-hmm. The majority of those were retroactive, and I appreciate your you giving me that opportunity and that ability. Okay. Anything else for the Board of Works? RC?
Just a reminder, since our next meeting is Tuesday the 29th, anything for the agendas I'll need by Wednesday the 23rd, since we're off for Christmas. If that's possible, at least let me know what you want on the agenda and try and get it to me by the 23rd.
Okay. Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you. Sal?
No, sir.
Walter?
No, sir.
Nicole?
I'm good.
I will just say thanks to board members. Thank you for making yourself available today. Obviously, we appreciate you coming in and on a weird time. To the public, we normally don't do Board of Works meetings in the middle of the day, but since we're able to do it electronically and stuff, it worked out well. So, with that, we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Can I get your signatures?
Yep.
Nope. The question about the retreat.
There's five.
Yes, sir.
I intentionally didn't reply because, gosh, how do you know what to do?
Well, I know. And so
I'll let you start.
So here is what we have, what we've done up to this point is we have gotten a hold of the hotel. Talked through, obviously, all the requirements, all that kind of stuff, the distancing, etc. My gut says right now that by, you know, early-ish February, hopefully, we'll have widespread, or at least starting to have widespread vaccine usage. But even then, supposedly, according to the hotel, there's room to spread out 6 feet. And obviously, we're going to have to do masks. We'll have to do breaks, mask breaks or something to give people an opportunity to breathe.